This is a HeadGum Podcast.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
This is your captain speaking. We should have a smooth flight. We will be heading to Riddles in just a moment here. We'll be clear for takeoff. If you look out the window to your left on our flight, you will see some puzzies, and out the right, you will see Riddles, our destination. About halfway through our flight, we will stop for some ads, but after that, it should be smooth sailing. In regards that, we will crash the plane into water and pick up a sailboat and sail to our destination. Are there any questions before we take off?
Hi, this is Captain speaking. I am the shift manager at a Long John Silver's. Everybody calls me the captain. I have a question for the captain of the airplane, if that's okay.
Go for captain.
Again, this is another captain speaking. I'm just wondering, when you say that we're going to crash into water, is this going to be a water landing, or will this be a plane crash?
Great question, Captain. This will be
Thank you, Captain.
Thank you. This will be a plane crash, but there should be a pretty good high chance of survival.
And this is your captain speaking. We are so sorry. Two teens have gotten a hold of our sound system. We should be, doing something to stop them shortly. So sorry about that.
This is your captain speaking. Everyone, put a finger in your butt.
This is your captain speaking again. Not the captain of the plane, just a captain of a Long John Silver's. I got my finger in my butt, and there is a teen sitting next to me who handed me this control, and they are laughing at me. Just wanted to ask if that is normal.
And this is the captain of the plane speaking, and I just wanted to tell you to put a finger up your butt.
And I'm Hey Riddle Riddle.
And I'm Adora Finger.
And I'm J.P. Finger.
And we're Hey Riddle Riddle, an improvised podcast about riddies and puzzies. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes it's the sweater episode. Sometimes it's the Sherlock Holmes episode from a long time ago. Really, I guess it's
the one from like March of 2018, something like that.
Yeah, something
once
like that.
I feel like are we coming up on our fifth anniversary?
No.
I feel like once we pass 5 years, on our fifth year anniversary, we should change the podcast to Hey Riddle so that we're lessening expectations by 50%.
Wow.
Yes, Adol.
Because that second riddle really emphasizes and laminates the fact that we're doing riddles. And I feel like we're not holding up that end of the bargain.
I got a pitch for you. What if instead we just call it Hey Riddle Riddle, and then that 2-minute bit that we do at the top of every show can be a 20, 25-minute bit.
JPC, your pitch? Strike. and that it's good.
Oh, good. Exactly. Okay. Oh, boy.
And my pitch is just calling it, hey, sorry.
Sorry.
Ball one.
Hey, sorry,
so
sorry.
You love it. So,
and that we're having a ball, and you won.
You know what would be fun to listen to one day? I'll get around to it. Going back in time and listening to little episode one, Adol. He had suspenders. He had a glint in his eye. He was happy as a clam, and he said, "We're calling it Hey Riddle Riddle."
Paul Simon so far.
He was singing the song Bernadette, an obvious child. He was hanging out with Chevy Chase, wearing big suits, and talking to Lorne Michaels. No, so you had this glint in your eye, and you said, "Hey, I know that we're also doing puzzles and lateral thinking problems and improv and other such things, but I like the name Hey Riddle Riddle because it has a little ring to it, and it's like hey, it's like the little children's poem." Yeah. And we're like, yeah, people will love it, they'll totally get it. And then immediately people were like, where are the riddles? Om nom nom. I need more riddles.
Famously, I love that phrase. Om nom nom.
Speaking of music, you know what song I heard at the airport? And
what?
I went, is this a song that Hey Riddle Riddle references all the time? Why is it top of mind? Also, this song is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to say what it is I see in you.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
What if I'm always be with you?
Wait, what?
Who sings that? It's not Beauty and the Blowfish,
right?
I don't think so.
Oh, that's is that Blues Traveler?
Look it up.
No, it's someone with a harmonica, I think.
Is it Delamitri?
I think you might be.
Words can't say.
It's Sister Hazel.
Sister Hazel.
All for You by Sister Hazel.
You know what? We were all right.
And yeah, exactly.
Sister Christian.
That song's amazing.
Time has
yeah,
it has a real Three Princes vibes, which is why I thought that maybe Hey Riddle referenced it all the time.
Sister Hazel must have been one of those one hit wonder bands because I you saying that, I'm like, yep, that is it. It's Sister Hazel. But now I'm like, I don't know any of their other songs.
No.
God, I miss one hit wonder bands. I felt like it was a specific like quirk of the music industry at that time that we would develop those one hit wonder bands. I feel like we just do it less and less now.
I want to start going when those one hit wonder bands come to town. I want to start going to their concerts and just hear the one song and then leave. Like, I don't know if you know this, JPC, but Papa Roach is coming to somewhere in Indiana that's not too far away. And I'm like, it would be really fun to go with JPC to go see Papa Roach. Listen to Last Resort and then just fuck off and do anything else.
What if they do it last? This could be a really big mistake. Uh-oh. Yeah. Thank God I'm here. Adel, nope. No. I'm just grabbing his hand, taking the tickets out of his hand.
It's not the same thing at all because it's not a one-hit wonder thing, but my dad keeps going to see Alice Cooper concerts. And, I mean, my dad's 70 and Alice Cooper's older than that. Like, he's definitely older than that. And I'm like, wow, it's so funny that my dad, Alice Cooper, I think was maybe one of his early concerts, is like still going to see Alice Cooper shows. I'm like,
that's fun as hell.
I'm trying to imagine like, I'm trying to imagine like what a band of comparable age to me that I will still be listening to when I'm also 70. And I was like, I think it'll be like, assuming
Weezer.
That. They will never stop making four albums a year.
That's what I'm saying.
They make a lot of music.
They're never going to stop touring ever.
I think Taylor Swift.
They're not giving up.
Taylor Swift is my age. She makes a ton of music. I'm like, there's a good chance that at 70 years old, Taylor Swift is still making a ton of music.
Oh,
and
I
she's
think
still
so.
Dating.
Yeah.
That would be a fun. If I'm like retired, I'm never going to retire, obviously. I'm never going to give up on Weezer. I would follow Taylor Swift at 70 in concert. Yeah. It would become like a fish situation. We'd all like look at each other's like scrapbooks and like hug each other and talk about our lives in the parking lot beforehand. No
dogs. What I love specifically about my dad and Alice Cooper is I don't feel like Alice Cooper's like the biggest name, you know?
No.
It's like, it is funny to be like, this feels like a fan and Alice Cooper could have like a relationship of like, you're the guy who keeps coming to my concerts. Great. Good for you. But yeah, for Taylor Swift, it'd be like, no, she's like a mega celebrity. Like she's never going to get to the point where someone's like, you want to go to the Taylor Swift concert? $20. And it's this Thursday night.
I have that similar thing where I'm like, I can't think of a good example of like, you know, Radiohead or something. I'm like, there's no illusion where I'm ever going to meet them or know them.
Yeah.
But then there's people like Dr. John where I'm like, I could easily talk to Dr. John or like I think he's dead now, but I feel like there's certain
easily.
So no.
Ouija board anyone?
Yeah, everyone.
But it is funny in my head to be like, there's a certain level of fame where I'm like, I could be friends with them easily.
I think it's true because they have less fans, and you're one of the fans. Yeah. So the math works out.
What else? She says, looking down at her riddles, wanting to avoid them.
We did the hay part, so we should get to one of the riddles, and then after the break, we can do the second riddle.
We kind of did like the hay part, and then we had like a, I don't know, 10, 15 second coughing fit, and then we did more hay, where it would have been like an opportunity to take some water and just move on with the show, but I love... I love how we got the Alice Cooper and my dad stuff in there.
Oh,
that's top of mind.
I figured out what I wanted to say earlier. Aaron, you were talking about what the song is, and I wrongly guessed Hootie and the Blowfish. I was having a conversation this weekend at the cabin. We were at my bachelor party.
Yeah.
And we were sitting around the fire. Aaron, I think you were there, but I discovered that Hootie and the Blowfish song titles are basically just Beatles song titles.
Oh, right. I wasn't there for that.
The Beatles have I Want to Hold Your Hand. Hootie and the Blowfish have... Hold My Hand.
Hold My Hand or Hold Your Hand.
And then there was two other ones, but I can't remember what they were, where I was like, they just ripped off the Beatles and no one, I mean, everyone rips off the Beatles.
Yeah,
but it felt like I solved some mystery.
True.
It felt like I solved some great mystery.
All were you?
I was high.
Yeah, okay. That mystery solved itself very quickly, did it not?
Was high and he was like, holy shit, every Hootie and the Blowfish title, and then he could only remember one.
Oh, the other one was, it was Let It Be. Let It Be, and then Hootie and the Blowfish also have, is it Let It Be?
I don't know.
They also have another song that's similar to Let It Be. If not, straight up the title is Let It Be.
Adel's thinking of Let It Be by the Beatles.
Is it a cover? Do they do a cover of Let It Be by the Beatles?
Let's come back to this. Put a pin in this.
Yeah, get
Let's
high
come
again,
back
and then we'll circle
Hold on.
Back to this.
Hold on. I take issue with that we have to come back to this. Can't we just let this one go?
No.
Okay, don't put a pin in it. Let it fall through the floor.
I won't.
And we'll slip on it later.
When you're high, you'll remember. You will. Okay, so are we doing this? Is this real?
Yeah, we got to do this,
yeah,
Aaron.
Yeah, we're going to
do it. It's Riddle City, baby.
I feel like last time it was your time to be Dr. Puzzles or whatever you call it. I feel like you made us do all riddles with no improv.
I did like 70 riddles, and I was exhausted by the end of it. I had to lay down for a week. Couldn't get out of bed.
All right, Adel, here you go. Ready?
Sickly, yes.
Only want to be with you. What's the Beatles?
I
want to
be with you.
What's the Beatles song?
She came through the bathroom window.
Are you hearing the word B and you're like, yep, B to B. Business to business software. Okay, what about this one? Let Her Cry.
Let Her Cry.
Oh,
let it be.
I love this methodology. I say the name of the song and you just sing it to the tune of another Beatles song.
Aaron, I'm talking to you with only my brain. I fucked up.
Adel, how do I get out of this? Are you
high? I need to get out of this.
That would be Cry Baby Cry by the Beatles.
Hannah Jane singing at the da-da-da. Take
Jane.
This, Hannah Jane, the Lord of Life.
Penny Lane. Hannah Jane
Hannah
and Penny
Jane
Lane.
Penny Lane, that's it. Well, that actually works. Okay.
I would be great at this game.
The Old Man and Me.
The Old Man, the Sea, Ernest Hemingway.
Got it.
Got that one. Got it in one.
Time.
Revolver.
Bang, bang, Maxwell Silver Time.
Time?
Only Lonely.
Sometimes. Something.
The Beatles
for
don't
no
have
one.
The Lonely People. Who sings that song?
The Beatles.
That's Beatles?
Eleanor Rigby.
Eleanor Rigby.
So Only Lonely is Eleanor Rigby.
Love it.
All the lonely people were doing
God. Okay. Goodbye.
Hello.
Hello.
You say goodbye.
Hello, goodbye.
And we say
hello. All right, one more. One
or
more.
Or good this, night that Rainbow sings.
This is the last one that we'll do for this. Get Out of My Mind.
Get back. Get back.
There's something. There is something there. Oh, you know, a friend of mine who is a legit rock star.
Okay.
He messaged me the other day, and I never noticed this. He realized that Taxman by the Beatles is almost the exact same riff, if not the same riff, from Batman. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na, Batman. Taxman. Same thing.
Oh, yeah, Batman, okay. Taxman.
Batman, mm-hmm. Taxman.
So chew on that.
Taxman.
Now, that could be a commercial for a local CPA. Like a local, you know, late at night ad spot for a CPA.
And then he comes into the frame from the side. Hello there.
I've been watching.
This is kind of fun.
He's got like a Batman costume, but it's like, it's one of the ones that you would buy for like, you know, $20 at a Halloween party supply store.
Yeah, and it's way too tight.
Some people think numbers are boring, but I think they're a superhero. I'm a tax man.
He goes, let me crunch your numbers while biting into a Nestle Crunch.
It's there's a lot of layers to this. It doesn't air.
It's a parfait. It's a tax parfait.
Well, speaking of doesn't air.
cheaper by the dozen air. Aaron, what is our first riddle?
Our theme for today are riddles that I saved that I didn't end up having time for in other episodes.
I don't think that's a theme.
It is.
Yeah, it's like calling the theme for your dinner, like, gonna be hungry.
Interesting.
Stephen King has a new book out, and the theme is, I wrote this.
And just in time for St. Patrick's Day to be many days ago, I have some Irish riddles from an Irish listener.
Perfect.
The theme for my high school prom, I'll never forget it. It was children dancing.
funny. Okay, that would be a very funny theme. And then I would think those kids were funny. So you're joking, but that is good.
Damn it. I didn't mean to do a good joke. God damn it. Now I'm just
You're
mad.
Such a dipshit that it loops back around to awesome. You overshoot mischief.
You're a horrible
and land
ass.
Back in helpful. All right. Okay.
What
Hello.
If Erin who's holding up her phone right now is like, okay, the theme for this episode is we're gonna do this riddle, and the way that the riddle works is you have to pick a 5-letter word and you have to guess it. And then
That's
I'll tell you
wordle.
Which and we're just doing Erin's wordle.
Thank you.
Sneaky, clever girl.
Okay. Hello, Adol, JPC, and Erin. Listener from Ireland here. My name is Shane Grost. You can say my name on the podcast. Thank you, Shane.
Erin, can I suggest something that you feel free to tell me, JPC, this is not something that I'm willing to do.
Not if you're going to make fun of his name.
No, don't want to make fun of his name. Would never make fun of Shane Grost's name or whatever his name. But when it's a listener from Ireland, wouldn't it be nice if you read it in a little Irish accent? Just not like a cartoon, Heart Stars and Rainbows, but just like
maybe more like a peaky fucking blinder.
What on earth are you doing? Hello, Adol, Erin, and Adol, JPC, and Erin. Listener from Ireland. I can't do it.
Nope.
The Emerald Isle.
Whew, okay, you can say my name on the podcast.
Nice.
It would be fun if I did an Irish accent, but I won't. The following riddles come from the Irish National Folklore Collection. Recognizing that many aspects of traditional Irish life and folklore have been lost following the Great Famine of the mid-1800s and subsequent mass emigration to the U.S. and elsewhere, the government set up the Irish Folklore Commission in 1935 to record as much firsthand information from the eldest generation of Ireland. I didn't know this. I think it's super interesting.
That's fantastic.
Also, Irish Folklore Commission sounds magic.
Yeah.
Their office door was a portal to a magical world. Am I wrong?
In Dublin, I went to, I think it's like the Leprechaun Museum or something, and there's like a lot of folklore in there, and there's a lot of like, there's like a chair that's like 50 feet tall and stuff. Ireland's having fun. They're having a lot of fun, way more fun than we're having.
Thought that was super interesting. This is why I'm reading the whole email.
That's great.
One of the ways they accomplished this was to establish the schools collection, where Irish school children asked questions to their grandparents, parents, and neighbors about how life in Ireland used to be. Approximately 740,000 pages of folklore and local tradition were compiled by pupils from 5,000 primary schools in the Irish Free State between 1937 and 1939. These are being digitized and are free to read online. Topics including oral history, topography, folklores and legends, proverbs, games, pastime, trades, crafts, and most importantly, riddles.
Riddles.
Kind of cool.
This sounds nice and innocent and everything, and it sounds delightful because it's Ireland. But if you're a kid and you're listening to the show, I cannot advise you enough. Do not ask your grandparents how it was when they were kids, because guess what? Never going to be that way anymore, and we don't really want to know how it was.
When I was your age, I...
Erin, while you're reading that, I had a flash in my brain for a phenomenal...
Oh, a stroke.
Is that what you're calling it? My one eye doesn't work anymore. I had a flash in my head of, I think, what would be a really good name for an Irish whiskey.
What is it?
Pete and Pete. But it's spelled differently.
Differently than like a Pete Bog?
No, that's
okay.
Right.
I like it. I'll give you
the adventures
$40.
Of Pete and Pete. Sorry, Adventures of Pete and Pete.
Isn't like Pete as in like a Pete Bog, isn't that stinky?
No, it's like smoky. When they put peat and whiskey or scotch, it becomes smoky.
Okay, oh, cool. Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, then
Pete
I like
Moss.
The name even more, or no?
No,
I wish your name was Pete.
Pete Moss, who dated... Oh, fuck. That's the supermodel Pete Moss.
Yeah.
He's fading. You guys...
Yeah.
Let's go back to your nap, Adol. It's okay. Your
Pete
work
Doherty,
is done.
Pete Doherty dated Kate Moss, and so they should have been called Pete Moss. Maybe they were.
I've said it to you 1,000 times. You can let some of this go. You don't need to keep this information in your head.
So
I give you permission.
It is so progressive. I mean, for a guy to take a woman's name when they're dating, that is very progressive. You can call me Pete Moss. That's too forward.
There are pages and pages of riddles. I went through a few pages and included the most common ones I came across repeatedly, including some that probably only made sense 100 years ago. If you guys like these, I could very easily compile many, many more. Enjoy. And that's from Shane. So thank you, Shane, for giving me all that information. I think that's so interesting and fun, and I love that background.
Thank you, Shane.
Shane, I bestow onto you a traditional Irish blessing. Thank you.
Wow.
In Gaelic, that's beautiful.
Perfect Gaelic.
Perfect Gaelic.
All right. As round as an apple, as plump as a ball, can climb over a church, steeple and all. I love
apple.
This one. Okay.
Oranges.
All right. You win. Mercy. I give up.
Church apple. Church apple. Climbing church apple.
White flag.
It's an old Irish classic climbing church apple.
Yeah, it's
parlay.
A church apple. Got it.
What do you mean, parlay?
We
what
need the monkey
what
jock.
What am I doing?
I want to see a scene.
Is it from Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah.
I hope so.
We can just do Pirates of the Caribbean quotes if you need to.
I want to see a scene. JPC, you are... Father John, you're teaching at a Catholic school.
Got it.
Aaron, you and I are the students, and JPC, you are teaching us that apples are the devil. Apples are evil.
I know a lot of people take my class because it doesn't hurt my feelings, but they say it's a blow off class. But
no,
it's okay. It's okay. The class is important because the catechism is one of our oldest and most sacred documents, and it's good that every once in a while we...
Excuse me, Father.
Yes?
You actually knew that your confidence...
You sinned? Oh.
We knew that your confidence was a little low, so we brought you a traditional gift that you give a teacher. Here's a shiny red apple.
Ah, the devil with you.
What?
The devil with you.
Pardon?
I should have never let a red-headed girl into this class.
Oh, my God.
Oh, redheads are evil, or gifts are evil?
All of it together doesn't really help. Take that, open up the window here, and chuck it. Oh, it didn't really chuck it very far, did I?
God, it kind of went behind you. That was so sad. Are your arms okay?
Out of sight, out of mind, out of sight, out of mind. How dare you bring an apple into this class after...
I can still see it, and I'm thinking about it. How is it out of sight, out of mind?
How could you see it? It's bright red. Why can't I see it?
Are you colorblind?
Are you colorblind? I mean, you should still see the apple, even if you can't see red.
We don't need to start... Well, there's a lot of little balls all over the ground. I kind of Mr. Magoon my way in here today, slipping on tennis balls and such.
I'm hungry and I'm bored by this lesson. I'm just going to open up my Mott's applesauce and...
the devil puree! How dare you bring the devil's puree in here? You know what applesauce is, boy.
The devil's puree?
Yes.
Oh. Why are apples evil? Can we take a guess?
Yeah, absolutely you could take a guess. That's what teaching is all about, letting students answer their own questions.
Is it because they led to the discovery of gravity?
Go further back.
Is it because they created the first sin, making Eve, because she was a little snackish, have her reach up and grab the apple?
Even further back than that, my dear.
Those are the only two stories about an apple.
That's literally the first story.
When God created the universe, he did so in 7 days. Well, technically six. He rested on the seventh day. That's why we have the Sabbath, don't you know? But on the fourth day, he was kind of done by the early afternoon, so he had some time to kill. And he was like, let's not mess it around with produce. So God started it up again, and he started making bananas. Ooh, bananas. They're long, they're funny, they got the skin on the outside. They're supposed to eat it. Very fun. And then God was like, why don't I make a kiwi? And he's like, people are going to be allergic to this, but the seed is
Father,
the rest
Father,
of it.
I have a question about God making bananas.
Uh-huh.
When God ate the first banana, did he look around to make sure nobody was looking because it might be weird?
No, but that's what he did that with corn dog.
Oh,
he did that
sense.
With the first corn dog.
But
so corn dogs
apples?
Used to be produce?
What? No, you're skipping ahead. Corn dogs were day five. Corn dogs, God was like, what about a state fair? And he did corn dogs, day five. Elephant ears, day five. Pineapple upside down cake was day six. That was completely different. Apple turnovers, day five. Lemon shake-up, day four. That
so he
was
created
fruit.
An apple and they're evil, and then he puts them in apple turnovers? I don't understand.
Turn it over, it turns the evil upside down.
Oh.
What did you do last semester? What did they teach you in that math class that you all used?
Stuff from our textbook.
Yeah, a lot of geometry and algebra.
The only textbook that I use is called the B-I-R-B-L-I-G-I-A. Mike Birbiglia's stand-up. Some of the best.
Okay, that.
I, by the way, cannot know for sure if I spelled anything even close to Birbiglia there.
Bra, 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 bra.
Yeah, every once in a while, there's a new character on this show that steals my heart, and then I know I'm going to bring back 100 times.
Father John, so what is if applesauce is devil's puree, what is apple juice?
Devil's tears.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. Well, then it should be good to drink them, right? Devil's pee.
Can't drink the devil tears.
As round as an apple.
Why would
plump.
It be good to drink the devil's tears?
Because he's crying. He's sad.
Yeah.
Why would you drink it?
Because then you're celebrating how sad he is. You're doing a toast to how sad
you
made the devil.
When the devil suffers, you grow stronger. It's simple math.
I know Grandpa's is upset about the untimely passing of his wife, but I've been collecting his tears to drink, and that'll make him feel better.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, fuck. Well, yeah, now that I say it. Okay, so it's like an apple. It goes over a church, right?
Round as an apple, as plump as a ball. Can climb over a church, steeple, and all.
Oh, I
is
know
it
this.
A bell?
Got it.
It's
answer.
A butt.
I know it.
It's not a butt. What is
it? I'll answer it. Got it. Locked in.
Quasimodo?
No, he wasn't as round as a ball.
Sure he was.
Okay.
Is it a bell?
No.
Okay.
I like the way you're thinking,
JPC,
though. You're
JPC,
doing great.
You know it?
I think I know okay. it. Aaron, is this something that you can touch?
No.
Yeah, okay. Mm. I know it. Yeah, I know it.
It's something that can touch you.
Is it the concept of an apple?
Okay.
In its own way.
You can't touch it, but it can touch you. Is it the sun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job.
It is.
The Father, the Son.
I gave a good hint.
And the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the sun can touch you with its rays.
Deborah!
Hey, everybody loves sunrays.
Should we take a break? I think I need a break after that. I need to
sure?
let okay. know about that. Yeah.
Sure?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I'll see you in a second, Adel. JPC, are you definitely coming back after the break?
I already took my break. I'm on break.
Oh, great.
No, Aaron, I'll see you during the ads.
Okay. Yeah, let's hold hands and watch the ads together.
Hold my hand.
Adel, that was so nice to sit and watch those ads with you. And now we're back.
I wish you would have said something during them.
No.
You're quiet as a little church mouse.
No.
Sometimes there's no better feeling than like waking up early in the morning, making a coffee, getting cozy with a blanket, and just watching the ads come up.
Yeah. Gorgeous. Uh-huh. It's like the right way to start your day. Like it helps with your circadian rhythms. Mm-hmm.
I got a question for the two of you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would you rather watch a sunset or a sunrise?
Oh, the Fiddler on the Roof question. Mm-hmm. I would rather watch...
That's funny.
I would rather watch the sun... I mean, I'm a night person. I'm going to say sunset. But the most beautiful sun activity I ever saw was the sun rising on top of Haleakala, which is a volcano or mountain in Hawaii. And that was like the most beautiful thing I've seen in nature. And that was a sunrise.
I think if I had to pick, I think I would be a sunrise person because it feels like a little more special because of how many of them I miss, like I don't see. Mm-hmm. Whereas like with sunsets, I feel like I've just seen so many more of them.
Yeah.
So I feel like I would appreciate a sunrise a little more.
This is a super interesting question because I feel like there's two different types of people. People who can do moments of like...
Aaron's comedy set's coming.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay.
Here's your stand-up.
You ever notice how white people watch sunsets like this?
Yeah. And then women be like, meh, meh, meh. You get it. Okay, so...
Aaron's stand-up, by the way, is white people and women.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, you get it. Okay, so...
That's the only safe way to do it. She's both groups. She's both groups, so why wouldn't she do that?
Exactly.
That's fine stand-up to do.
Not a lot of people, I think, can handle like moments of stillness in the morning and moments to appreciate and slow down in the morning because they can't like stop their mind from racing and thinking about all the stuff they still have to do that day. And they feel like they haven't earned relaxing it. And I'm one of those people where like sunrises are beautiful. And if I'm like camping or on vacation, I like it. But if I go and after this moment, beautiful moment of stillness, I have my day to do and work and emails and stuff and laundry. Like that doesn't feel as relaxing and like I can enjoy it as much if I have all that coming after. I'm someone who likes to take my like free time and my relaxing time at night and not in the morning.
That makes sense. Yeah. I agree that I feel like people do kind of fall into those camps. And then I also think that I want to see a scene. And Aaron, you can let me know if this is fun for you. And yeah. If not, we don't have to do it. But I do want to see you. You're going to do a stand-up set. And it's going to be like, you ever notice how this type of person, but the only type of person that you're going to reference is bad stand-up comedians, like referencing yourself. Cool?
Okay, yeah, let me see if I can do this.
I hope that you can, because I was like, maybe I should do this. And I was like, I don't understand it. So I'll give it to Aaron to do instead.
I don't understand it.
I get it. I was on this airplane the other day, okay?
Woo! Woo!
And you know what I thought to myself? There is too much stand-up comedy about aeroplanes. Everyone's always like, the peanuts, or yeah, there's that, and there's UA line.
Yeah,
and the,
okay.
In the, what is it called?
Terminal?
Security. Yeah. Oh it's so annoying. And then all of a sudden, we have to take off our belts? And I'm like, whoa, buy me a drink first. And then I thought, oh my God, it's so annoying when stand-ups think jokes like I'm thinking.
I have pre-check. I can't relate.
Okay, my wife, who you know is blah, blah, blah.
We don't know her.
Was telling me the other day how offensive it is when comedians talk about their nagging wives like it's 95 and that men don't benefit from marriage way
Windows.
More than women. And ooh. I went, shut up.
Wait, what? She's right.
I said, shut up. You're nagging me about how right you are. This concept's awfully hard. Anyways, what else?
This has the cadence of comedy, but none of the comedy of comedy.
Will you please at least not sit in that chair?
Ah, but then that's saying something. I'm commentating on. I'll stand back up. I'm living in hotels, but that's boring when I do. Isn't it annoying when stand-up comedians talk about their hotels? What else?
I would say you're living in them. I'd say you're staying in them. You probably have some sort of home base, right?
Oh, I have a heckler. Let me try to emasculate you, and we can have a dick measuring contest. That's something a bad comedian would say. I'll just say, fuck you. You're dumb.
Woo, I'm with you.
Yeah.
We really want you to succeed.
That made sense. I think I made it
work. That made sense. Hey. I got exactly what I asked for.
I love...
Thank you, Santa.
I know this wasn't a one-to-one, but I love it being like, you have to wait all that time in the, what is it called? Terminal? No, checkout line. Stop heckling me. It's like, you asked for input.
I'm crying because didn't that sound a little bit like if you put on a DVD of a stand-up set and then the DVD player caught a flame. It just burst into flames. And like, if you were watching the screen still, you'd be like, yeah, that's what it looks like when a DVD of a stand-up set catches on fire.
Looks about right.
I think that there are some touring club comics who would listen to that and be like, I spent 20 years honing that set, and she could just do it in a second.
She
just does the whole set in 1 minute. What were the last 20 years of my life with my nagging wife? Blah, blah, blah. Hotels are bad.
Oh, I'm hearing it. I'm hearing it. Okay, here's your next riddle.
Yes.
Okay. These are still from Shane. Thank you, Shane. When you go over a ditch, what part of you goes first?
When you go over a ditch, what part of you goes first?
I thought this one was super interesting.
Well, usually you fall head over heels in love.
Nothing happens in a head over heels.
Is it like your scream or something? Is it when you said it's interesting? It can't be a part of the body, can it?
Well, your scream is close.
Or is it is it like your headlights or something? The bumper of your car?
No, you're a person falling.
You're
into
a person.
A ditch.
Okay.
You're a person falling into a ditch. Is it like when your like heart beats out of your chest? Is that like the whole thing?
Like
like
a Looney Tunes.
It's so stressful that your heart jumps out of your chest.
Bauga
first.
Is it like a bauga situation?
I love what you're thinking about, but it's unrelated to this show and this moment.
Oh, my God. I love Abauga. When Gandalf fights the Abauga and he says, fly, you fools. Yeah. And then he goes down to fight the Abauga.
Yes.
And they're on the mountainside. And the Abauga.
You don't see that right away.
Whip.
You see that in the second.
And you think it died and Gandalf is safe. And then he goes, Abauga. And his little whip grabs his legs.
So good.
And then Adel's favorite part of the movie where Gandalf doesn't remember his friends. Adel loved that part of the movie.
The worst part in any movie in history, in my opinion.
It's so funny how much that makes you mad.
Gandalf.
Hey, Gandalf.
I remember that name.
Gandalf, yes. I am Gandalf the White. Yes, yeah, same fucking difference. Aaron, can you read the riddle one more time?
Adel, I love what makes you mad, which makes me an insufferable friend, but it just cracks me up.
Okay. Adel, what makes you mad? That should be a new
real
segment.
Real quick, Adel, do you think that you would be interested in watching a recut of Lord of the Rings that I'm 75% done with? I'm so close to being done with. It's Lord of the Rings recut with Sopranos, and it's called James Gandolfini. And
I made this joke before.
Great.
You ever make the same Gandalf jokes as your friends because you spend too much time together?
Hey, you should not pass.
Nice. When you go over a ditch, what part of you goes first? And Scream was closest.
When you go over a ditch, what part of you goes over
first? What's the context for going over a ditch? Are you jumping over a ditch or are you falling into a ditch?
I guess if it's... So they're using the word ditch here, but I think in a lot of ways, many times, this feels very Irish and old-timey, the answer to this. But I think, what part of you goes first unless you're going down a slide, maybe? What part of you maybe goes first?
Oh, it's probably your heart, because you always lead with your heart in Ireland.
Slightly more literal.
Okay. Is it like you go head first into the ditch? You go head first?
It's like
first?
Something else. You're getting close. It's like head
Jump
or scream
first.
Or something.
Brain first.
Is it your butt? Or is your bum going first into the ditch?
No, it's it's something that reaches your destination before you.
Flavor forward.
It's something that is of you for a moment.
Echo your name.
That
your name
reaches your destination right before you do physically if you're walking.
Your eyesight.
Your soul?
Your breath.
Your breath.
Your breath.
Kind of interesting, right?
Take
very old timey and Irish.
Wait, what?
Your
I don't think I get
breath goes first.
It.
Whenever you
you lose your breath?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what they're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Is because you're so scared about the ditch?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Look, I don't speak Irish. They're not always going to translate.
Why are you packing up your things? Where are you going? They're leaving.
I got to go back on the road, baby. I got to make our money so we can live in this nice house.
Aaron, we have to go back to the future. It's not you, it's your riddles.
Yeah, I get it. All right, next one.
Okay. Yes.
As I went up a slippery gap, I met my Uncle Davy. I cut his throat and sucked his blood and left his body go easy. As I went up a slippery gap, I met my Uncle Davy. I cut his throat and sucked his blood and left his body go easy.
Vampire. What's the question? What's the riddle? This is just a nursery rhyme for sick kids.
Isn't it an Irish band that sings that song? Whoa, whoa, leave me breathless.
No.
Yeah, I think that's Irish. That's Irish breath.
Cranberries?
It's not the Cranberries, but that is an Irish
you're
band.
Such a fool for you.
Aaron, is this like a vampire?
No. This is something, it's a fun little it's a funny, fun little Irish way of saying it. Did you guys see Belfast?
No.
It's so good.
Are we guessing a phrase here? Is that what the guess is? We're trying to guess a phrase.
No, it's not a phrase. It's a thing.
Are we trying to guess what that person is that did all those things?
No, it's just
a thing.
Can
you give it to me one more time?
As I went up a slippery gap, I met my Uncle Davy. I cut his throat and sucked his blood and left his body go easy.
So it's probably like a strawberry or something. It's probably like...
Yeah, you're close. It's something like that you're consuming that's normal to consume.
Yes.
Yeah, because is the mouth up the slippery slope or something?
Oh, is it
like
a Capri Sun?
And the
slippery slope is that little hole you have to slide that little straw into?
Yep, this...
Capri Sun.
Riddle from... 1800s Ireland is a Capri Sun adult.
Is Uncle Davey, is it like Cockney rhyming slang where
for
it's
like biscuits and gravy?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I had some Uncle Davey, you know, and they mean biscuits and gravy.
Yeah, you're, yeah, totally.
Okay. What does Uncle Davey
adult, like,
mean?
You saying strawberry is like, yeah, very much you're going down the right path. It's not a fruit or a food necessarily, but you're going down the right path.
So slippery gap.
That's the mouth. I think the slippery gap is your mouth. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
Well, if you go up in the mouth, you go into the brain and you die.
Yeah. Oh, so is Uncle Davey your brain? Something's wrong with my Uncle Davey, isn't it, Gov?
If I were to give this riddle notes, which I'm not, my Irish ancestors who are haunting me currently and making it so I'm allergic to everything that isn't potatoes, I'm not giving you a note. Mm-hmm. I would maybe go, I wrung his throat.
Or
snapped his throat would have maybe left a clearer picture than I cut his throat and sucked. If you did I wrung his neck and sucked his blood would have been a better visual.
Is this like wringing out a wet cloth into your mouth?
No, it's something you can, you consume it. It's like a very normal thing to consume.
You consume it, but it's not food. Is it drink?
Mm-hmm. It's a drink.
It is drink. You drink it in nature?
Oh, it's like festive.
Honeysuckle?
More festive.
Christmas juice.
By the way, a cut and suck is what like a old timey like 15th century barber would do. They'd be like,
here's like a
cut and suck. Oh no.
JPC, you are a 15th century barber. You are a guy with just a little cold. You just got like a little tickle in your throat and you just want like a lozenge. Or something normal, or a normal haircut. You're just not looking for whatever his 10 is.
Gotcha.
Hey, welcome, welcome, welcome. What can we do you for?
I think, if possible, I saw in the window that you'd offer a 5p cut and suck.
Yeah, this is my barbery. My name is Bababar. This is my barbery. And yes, it's 5p for a cut and suck. But I gotta say, your hair is already looking pretty good and your pallor is looking pretty squalid. So are you sure you need a cut and suck?
If I am to be honest, sir, I don't need the cut, but I do need the suck. My throat is a little scratchy and I need something to alleviate my pain.
Okay. Well, we can leech you. So go ahead and sit in the leeching chair. By the way, do you mind if we do a shampoo? It is included.
I do mind, sir.
Okay, it is included. So you are going to be paid for it either way.
And I do not need leeches, sir. My humors are fine. It is my throat.
Yeah, we'll give you the cut and suck. Don't worry.
Sir, if I may, and not to give notes, is there a better way to advertise what you're offering?
I mean, I told the town crier about it. Did you not hear it from the crier?
I did. John did scream it to all the town. And
was that little guy with him?
Yes, the half man.
Yeah, yes, John and his half man.
And John did look pretty in his colors. But right. I do require.
What about John's compatriot? Did you see the sheen on him?
I did, sir, and I did not care for it.
I don't care for the sheen, but. When you put the sheet next to the crier, makes the crier look a lot better, huh?
Tis opinion, sir. I require some sort of mental liptis.
Mm-hmm.
A liptis for the brain.
What have you done for it so far?
Well, I've tried gargling hot water, sir.
Witchcraft!
No, sir, I assure you.
Don't bring that witchcraft into... If you even utter the word apple, I'll kick you out of here.
Well, you just muttered it.
Okay, well, here's what we'll do. We'll make you a poultice of twigs and stems. You'll give it to an owl. You'll tell the owl to... You'll whisper a secret into the poultice first. Then you'll give it to the owl. If the owl flies north, you'll have to be put to death. There's nothing for you. It's a cure. There's no cure. If the owl flies south, well, that's when we'll go to the swamp.
Okay, I'm willing to take the risk. And if the owl flies straight up, is that north?
You know what? I have this thing, I call it my personal sense of direction, where straight up is north and straight back is south.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I know that that's not right because it's got to do with the sun and everything, but it's like, I can't not see in front of me as north. Like, if someone's like, take a right, take a north, that's the same thing to me.
Mm.
Like, right is always east. Do you understand? Left is always west.
I don't understand, but I do want to be in your good graces, so I am nodding my head.
Ah, my good graces. Then you've noticed my lovely wife. Yes, my good grace. And her compatriot, Will. It's okay. They're just friends.
We're not. We're sleeping together.
And you keep her under the fire? For what reason?
Yes, what else?
Sin.
Dharma, Greg.
For karma and Greg.
So, can I tell you what it is? It's a festive drink. It's like...
Hold on.
Make you feel...
It's a drink?
Mm-hmm.
It'll make you feel... Is it like glog or what's that stuff? Mulled wine, glog?
Overthinking grog? It. A common Irish
coconut,
drink that
coconut
isn't
juice.
Guinness.
Water?
Oh, Bailey's?
Whiskey.
Yeah, whiskey.
It's whiskey?
It's a bottle of whiskey.
Is Uncle Davey a brand of whiskey?
I think it might just be like, maybe an Irish listener can tell us.
Mm.
But I cut his throat and sucked his blood. It's sort of helpful. But I think
you snapped it. I get you.
I see it.
Old Irish people were opening it with fucking swords or whatever.
Maybe if it's got like a wax seal, it was something that you like had to cut into. Maybe that makes sense.
That makes sense.
I want to get through more of these because they crack me up. This one, you're not going to be able
to. We're not stopping you.
This one you're not going to be able to get, but it really, having like Irish lineage and grandparents, this is a real, this is Irish nonsense. This
Aaron, how dare you doubt us? We 100% will get this.
Okay. Patch upon patch without any stitches. Riddle me that and I'll buy you some britches.
Needle, thread.
Oh, is this that old timey thing where you had two buttons and a flap on the back of pants and so you could unbutton them and kind of just poop into the hole?
It's like my
that's what it is.
Grandparents used to say, if he was a din in a bin box, he wait, what is it? Sorry. If he was a din in
know.
A band if he was a din in a bin box and he is a for ya, he'll a get ya. And that's just the sayings that were around my house, and I was like, what kind of person am I supposed to be? What does that mean?
Wow.
I haven't got a pot to pee in or a window to throw it out. Some Irish idioms for you.
Pretty great.
If he was a din in a bin box and he's a for ya, he'll a get ya. Tell me what that means.
Patch upon patch.
Okay, what year did Patch Adams come out?
This is not a helpful thread. Patch upon patch without any stitches. Riddle me that and I'll buy you some britches. You're not going to get it.
There's no stitches. It's patches without stitches.
Is this like a suture?
No, it's like, think garden patch.
I was going to say like patch of grass, like
patch upon patch.
But now at this point, you're really just going to be guessing a vegetable that could be growing in a garden.
Carrot.
Turnip, rutabaga.
Think more St. Patrick's Day at my house. It's disgusting and soggy and not
cabbage.
Good.
Sauerkraut.
Yep, it's cabbage.
Oh,
a cabbage patch.
I haven't had corned beef and cabbage
patch.
In a
that's
while.
Why.
Yeah, it's a cabbage patch. Yeah, but like, that's gonna. How do I lead you guys to that without going? What is a blank patch?
Aaron said that we weren't going to get it, and all it took was a bunch of hints and her basically holding our fucking hands to it. And guess what? We proved her wrong.
I want
to
see a quick scene.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, JPC, you are a farmer who grew a little garden.
Okay.
You've come outside one morning to check on the garden. Aaron, you are a Cabbage Patch Kid. Not that you were a doll, but you are a head growing out of the middle of a cabbage that sprouted that morning.
Hey, don't scream. Don't scream. I know.
Literally, the only reason I did not scream is because you said don't scream. Thank you.
Yep. Don't scream. I know. Hey.
Where's that
I
voice
know.
Coming from?
Nope, down here. Don't scream. I know.
Holy fuck.
Hey. I know. Okay. I actually don't know how I got here, why I'm here, and what's happening. I did grow. I am sentient, and I think I have the intelligence of a... 10th grader? No. Grown woman. Who's to say? Don't think you should dig me up. Also scared of staying here forever. Not really sure what to do. You're the gardener. Tell me what's next.
Okay. Well, the good news is I'm still drunk.
Hey, boss.
This
it's
isn't
me.
Happening.
It's me, the scarecrow. Don't scream.
Why would I? I don't. Why does everyone assume that I'm going to scream? Where's that voice coming from?
As a scarecrow behind.
Ah! Holy shit!
Hey, I'm not going to get down off my post. I'm just going to say, you should kill that. That's evil. It is.
Okay,
I saw that face
good.
Grow out of the dirt this morning.
Glass houses? Much? My God, a little bit rude.
You mean a greenhouse?
No, I'm saying glass. Oh God. I'm calling you, saying glass houses. We're both weird, man. We're both scary and we're both weird.
Confirmation that I'm still very drunk. This is good. This is fine.
Do you have a little bit of Uncle Davey?
Okay. Yeah.
Hey,
I guess
honey,
I must
good
have.
Good morning. You must not feel hungover. I realized I was giving you.
Where's
the
that voice coming from?
Oh my God, honey, don't scream. I'm just right behind you.
Why would I scream? Why does everyone think the worst
honey,
of me?
Honey, I'm just right
me?
Behind you. Not yet. Oh, God.
Oh, my God, you're beautiful.
Oh, God, you do this
well,
every
morning.
How
lucky I am.
Okay,
holy
okay,
crap.
I love you. That's really sweet. Okay, that's nice. I'm just saying I accidentally
the
bought the
eyes,
non-
the smile, the personality. It's the
honey,
full package.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm just
legs
saying.
Legs for days, 50 years of marriage, and you're still the most beautiful thing I've ever laid
I accidentally
my
bought
on.
The non-alcoholic whiskey. We haven't been drinking, actually, this
divorce.
Week. What?
Divorce. Divorce. Not alcoholic whiskey.
All right, so.
Oh, Aaron, I just thought of a, I had a flash in my brain for a fun name for a coffee, and it's called Grounds for Divorce.
Wow.
Would be
Wait.
Fun to hand someone a cup of that. That would be a fun way to find out, huh? All right, ready?
Yes.
I want to get through these very quickly, so we're just going to rattle them off. Adam and Eve and Pinch Me went over the water to bathe. Adam and Eve were drowned. Which of the three was saved?
Pinch Me.
Oh.
Ow.
Yep, and that's what it says. And then you get to pinch them since they asked.
Oh, this is like, that's fantastic. That's almost like the Pete and Repeat went into a lake. Mm-hmm. Pete drowned, who was left? Repeat. Pete and Pete were being.
Yeah, and then you punch that person right in the teeth.
Mm-hmm.
No,
the
that's
Adventures
fun.
Of Pete and Pete.
As round as a marble, as deep as a cup, all the king's men could never pull it up.
Their pants.
Mm-hmm. Their pants, yeah, I was going to say their pants.
You can have a little bit of fun with this one. I know we're trying to go fast, but I'll allow it. You can have a little bit of fun.
They're marble pants.
all the king's horses, what was it? All the...
As round as a marble, as deep as a cup, all the king's men could never pull it up. This is
a well.
It's like a tree roots.
Is it not
Yeah, it's a well.
Aaron?
You got it.
A well's a great
I
one.
Just was surprised by
really?
How quickly you got it. I thought that one was going to be hard. I'm very impressed. Well done.
Damn.
As black as
Wait
silk.
Wait a second. Uh-huh. I could be Irish.
Nope. You can't okay. let me have one thing.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Shouldn't go down
fine.
That path. Okay.
I am, but that's fine.
No, you said you'd lie.
I think all three of us are part Irish.
No, you said I
okay,
could have
no,
one.
No, Aaron, it's your thing. It's your thing.
I can have one thing. As black as silk, as white as milk, it hops on the road like hailstone.
Oreo.
Kinda. Sort of cute. It's like a cute Oreo.
Cute Oreo.
Oh, Hydrox.
Just an animal that is black as silk, white as milk. It hops on the road like a hailstorm.
Cow.
Skunk.
No. It hops. It's a little...
Bunny.
I don't know if you've...
Jackrabbit.
This is not an animal that would come to mind from the first 100 animals.
It's a black and white animal that hops?
Badger, skunk, sheep.
Oh, yeah. Badger.
Sheep, cow, lamb.
Hmm.
Cat.
Cool bunny.
Dog.
Kangaroo.
It's a magpie.
Get the fuck out of here, magpie. It would be
a
flying.
Magpie. No, I've seen a magpie hop. I've seen him hop.
What is that always walks with its head down?
Someone who wants to avoid competition at all costs.
Yes. What is it that always walks with its head down? What is it that always walks with
walks
its head
with
down?
Head down.
It
like
walks.
A like a stegosaurus?
This is
like
super confusing. I'm
ostrich?
Tired, but can I just tell you guys the answer to this, and then you can explain
sure.
it to me? A nail
yes.
in your boot.
A nail in
I
your boot?
I guess that, because the nail, oh, the head of the nail
oh,
is the on
the ground.
Oh,
the head of the nail is down, and it's yeah.
Oh, and that makes a lot of sense, and I would have read it, would have gotten it if I hadn't read it as boat. I read it as boat because I am tired. It's boot. This is your fault, Adel. Your bachelor party was too fun. Fuck you, man.
Ah, man. Okay, Adel,
and I just want to apologize for nailing your boots to the floor.
Yeah,
Aaron.
Weird.
I thought it was a funny prank.
Weird, man.
Adel, I want you to play. You're going to be playing an old ship captain. Aaron and I are like newlyweds, and you're taking us out on like this. It's supposed to be like this nice scenic cruise, but you're like an old kooky ship captain who is trying to warn us of the dangers of the sea.
So now that we're out in the ocean, I will stop steering the boat, we'll drop anchor, and I want you all to just enjoy the sky, but heed its warning. Keep in mind, red at night, sleep tight. Red in the morning, ooh-wee, it's a warning.
Oh, okay, thank you. I think we're just kind of trying to
take
some...
The champagne is such a nice touch, yeah. Thank you.
It's very nice.
You didn't drink the champagne, did you?
No, not yet. We're about to do a little toast with it.
Oh, yeah. Champagne is not for you to be drinking. It's to ward off the spirits. There's shark ghosts all around the ship.
We're actually celebrating something. We're just, like, trying to have some privacy.
What are you celebrating?
We just got married. This is, like, kind of the beginning. It's like a pre-honeymoon, like, kickoff.
Like a kickoff honeymoon event.
Did you get married on a day that ends in a four?
That's not a thing.
No.
A four?
A four? Yeah.
Oh, you mean like the date-wise?
What did I say?
I thought it was like a day that ends in Y.
All
like there's a day that's like Thurs four.
What happens? What's wrong with getting married on a day that ends with four?
It's a cursed day. And frankly, I'd jump off my boat right now and swim to shore and leave you two to die here.
No, we didn't.
I better be safe and nail your boots to the boat.
Ow.
Sorry. I should have said spread your toes.
These are Sperry's.
These are Sperry's.
The nails just go right through Sperry's.
What are Sperry's?
Like dock shoes, boat shoes is maybe sometimes what they're called.
This is so
dock
nice.
Shoes.
This has been this really so nice. And we would just love such a quick moment of like privacy just to enjoy.
Yes, of course. Here's what I need. I need from you, sir, I need 10 pieces of spit. Ma'am, from you, I need a quart of blood.
We paid online,
we did.
I believe. I think we already paid online.
I have a website.
Oh, God.
Oh, we should... See, this is good. We should have asked a clarifying question. You're Captain Kevin, correct?
Yes, I am Captain Kevin.
What's your last name?
Kevin.
Okay, we're on the wrong boat.
Did you go to boat.com?
Yeah, we did.
Oh.
We went to boat.kevin?
I'm under boat.kevin.
Oh, no. See?
I'm having a great time on the boat.
All right, I'm going to do the rest of these so fast. Ready?
Yes.
Sure.
Queen Victoria built a ship, and in that ship, her daughter sits. And I'll be killed for telling her name, and that's three times I've told it.
Titanic. The Queen Victoria.
Queen Victoria built a ship. And in that ship, her daughter sits, and I'll be killed for telling her name, and that's the three times I've told it.
Is her name her?
You said Anne three times.
Yep, it's Anne.
Oh. Anne.
It's so hard to read that. I practice like so much, and it's still hard. Queen Victoria built a ship, and in the ship, her daughter
Wait,
sits.
Wait, we already got
and
it,
I'll
Aaron.
Be killed. I just wanted to get it once.
You don't have to do it again.
Oh, God, I'll never
you
do it again.
You don't have to do it again.
So it's an Anne Taylor?
Yeah. It goes under the water and over the water, but never gets into it.
Under the water and over the water.
It goes over the water and under the water, but never goes into it. Is it like the sunrise?
Adel, I think you're going to hate this one or love this one. I know it's going to live in an extreme for you. It's not the sunrise.
Is it like fucking Jack be Nimble?
Nope. It's a duck's egg that's still inside of the duck. Adel, how do we feel?
Oh, I love it.
I knew it. I fucking knew it. It's so dumb. I knew you'd love it. You love stuff that's that silly.
Ducks like to keep the egg inside. It's like edging for the duck.
Oh, no. As I went up a slippery gap, I met my Auntie Mary. She had an iron nose and silver toes. I tipped her in the middle, and away she goes.
Wine.
Nope, but I understand why you thought that based on the old one.
So is this also a drink?
No, it's not. Now it's an object. As I went up a slippery gap, I met my Auntie Mary. She had an iron nose and silver toes. I tipped her in the middle, and away she goes.
Is it like a tin soldier? Iron nose and silver toes.
Yeah, but you're really on the right track there. Like
iron nose, silver toes. Is it a statue? Gargoyle?
You tipped her in a way she went, right?
Yeah, so it's an object that does something. Yeah.
Is it being emptied? Is it like a thermometer?
No, it's something. There's a way. When you empty it, is not really the word that you associate most with what happens when it's tipped, but it's technically being emptied of something.
Oh, a waiter.
Iron nose and silver toes mean like the old fashioned version of this thing.
Iron nose and silver toes.
I like Adel's answer of a waiter. Like when you're tipping them, you're emptying them.
I would say tipped her is also like you could like I would say
tipped
you pulled her back.
Her.
Like you pulled her. It feels like more of a pulling back and motion. Back.
Tipped her.
We're running out of time.
Is it like the trigger of a gun or something?
Yep, you got it.
It is.
Wow.
Nice. That's a good one. Riddle me through a rock, through a reel, through an old spinning wheel, through a bag of pepper, through an old horse shin bone. Riddle me that or leave me alone. And half the children, like hundreds of children, submitted this one, and half of them submitted one answer, and half of them submitted another, so we're accepting two.
Salt and pepper.
Riddle me through a rock, through a reel, through an old spinning wheel, through a bag of pepper, through an old horse's shin bone. Riddle me that, or leave me alone.
Black and white.
An old horse's shin bone? Is this like a gravestone? God, this is...
Is this an
object that still exists?
Yeah, it's two very different things, but I'll just tell you. It's a maggot and lightning.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool. And we should say, just just to cover our bases, we should say never mix Uncle Davey and Aunt Mary.
Exactly.
Oh, absolutely not.
Never.
Here's one more riddle.
Yes.
As I went to the fair of St. Ives, I met 9 men and their wives. Each man had a cat. Each cat had a kitten. Kittens, cats, men's, and wives. How many were going to the fair of Ives? Fair
one.
Of St. Ives.
Mm-hmm. You.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, just you. You're going to the fair.
Because everyone else left because that fair fucking sucks.
We did
I've been to that fair. It's no good. It's no good. It's a bad fair.
It's an unfair.
So I just want to thank Shane again for sending this
in.
I love this email with the riddles, and I had a great time. And he says, P.S. love the potato jokes, but the accents are atrocious. Should have read that first before we dove right in again, trying to never give up.
Or as we say in the old country, before we dove right over again.
Ooh.
Peaky fucking blind eyes.
He's post potatoes, Mary. I hate to be the one to tell you this, Mary, but he's post potatoes.
Hey, Adel.
Yes.
Weren't you just saying that you had recently gone to a really bad fair and then you wanted to plug something? Man, I got halfway through that.
JPC, just to set the record straight, I had a very bad affair in that it was with a tree.
Great.
And my penis is broken. JBC, I do have something to plug, which is, we mentioned this on an upcoming Patreon, but I'm going to say it here as well. I have a few games I would recommend that we all played at my bachelor party. One is called Magical Athlete, which is super fun. It's out of print, so it might be a little pricey, but maybe wait and see if they have a second printing. Also, the New Yorker Caption game, which is one of my favorite games, and two Jackbox Party Pack games. One is called Trivia Murder Party 2, made by our friend Arnie Niekamp. And the other one is called Press the Button, which is a lot of, it's like a sussing out who's a alien or something. Was it alien or?
I think it's an alien. Yeah,
alien.
An alien.
And it's just kind of blame game, tossing out. You can hack friends' systems and stuff. It's very, very fun.
I had a blast.
Aaron, since you had a blast, do you have anything else you want to pipe in about?
I want to plug drinking water and laying down.
Mm-hmm.
JPC.
Smart.
Yeah, that's very smart. I'll co-sign on that. I gotta do it. I gotta plug Elden Ring. You gotta be playing Elden Ring, people. It's an important thing. It's cultural. It's osmosis. You gotta get on there and you gotta play it. And if you want to see me play it, I probably am still playing it. Check out twitch.tv/sharkbarkman. And that's all I gotta plug. Aaron, is there? I got an Irish riddle for you as
okay,
well.
I'm ready.
Maybe you could tell me the answer.
Oh boy. It's going to be Uncle something.
Uncle
Space.
Hold on. Just let's hear the riddle.
Just let him read. He has one written down, Adel. Let him read.
Yeah, okay. Unfurling it from this old Irish scroll. Oh, shit. What the fuck is that? Why can I see it with my naked eyes up into the sky? Oh, my God. Margaret, what the fuck is that?
Oh,
what am I looking
at? Jupiter.
By her hair.
Jupiter. We're terrible. We're terrible.
We got it.
No, we should bail.
We should. We're doubling down.
Casey Tony did the editing. Emery Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Hey there, Chats and Splats. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. The three hosts get down and dirty with another Chatterbox. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew and ad-free episodes for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.